This is KUT Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. It's not unusual during rush hour to see a person standing in a major intersection holding a hand-lettered sign asking for money or other help. Those people are often, but not always, men. But the head of one local agency calls family homelessness a serious crisis in Central Texas. The Salvation Army Austin Area Command says its waiting list for emergency shelter has averaged 300 women and children each day for the past year. In August, 401 women and children have been on that callback list. That includes 100 mothers and 205 children. Area Commander Major Andrew Kelly is the one who called family homelessness a serious crisis. We began our conversation with an explanation of why we don't see homeless families on the streets.
The moms are going to be fierce to protect their children in any way they possibly can. So you're not going to see them under a bridge or on the street. It's very rare that anybody sees a family that's homeless because that mother is finding creative ways to get some safe shelter for their children. They will be going from one house to another of friends or family members and doubling up with them, or they will be living in a garage, perhaps. We've heard of some families that are actually living in storage units, that they're able to just have the storage unit and just stay in there. We've actually heard from some mothers who were creative enough that they've got in touch with somebody who cleans offices, and their friend has helped them stay in an office overnight as long as they're out by six before anybody is at the office. Some of them are actually sleeping in their cars.
Does that in some way actually work against sort of finding a solution? Because we don't even know that this is going on necessarily.
It does sometimes create its own barriers because there is such a lack of awareness of it. And that's one of the things that the Salvation Army is trying to do. We're the largest provider of shelter for families in Austin. And we're shedding a light on this crisis because these families are hidden. There's a lot of instability with them. They're in dangerous situations. Some of them are stretching out of time in a dangerous situation, an abusive situation where they really need to get out of that, but they have no other options at that point.
How did we get to a situation in Austin and Central Texas where we are at a crisis with the numbers regarding families and children who don't have a place to live?
One of the big factors is that housing and the cost of living is so high and wages are not at a high enough level to come up to that, especially for entry-level positions. And a lot of these women are in entry-level positions. Most of these parents are actually working, and some of them are able to make it from day to day in their places. But just one little crisis is all that it takes to put them in a tailspin. There are so many families that are living hand to mouth, and a broken down vehicle, a medical emergency, a separation and a divorce sometimes has that kind of an effect.
What are the special challenges for families and children who are homeless?
Keeping the children safe is definitely one of those big challenges. Children are vulnerable as it is and are not able to take care of themselves. And if a parent is trying to provide for their children at the same time of providing a safe shelter for them, that's very precarious. What happens to the children when they're not in school and the parent is trying to work?
For children who are experiencing homelessness and who currently don't have a permanent place to live, whether they are in a shelter or in another situation, do they ever just get to feel like kids?
It's a challenge for them, definitely. But we, at the Salvation Army, we try to find ways in which we can create a fun atmosphere for the children. We have a playground on which they can play. We have children's activities after school. During the school year, the bus comes to the Salvation Army first to pick up those children and comes at the end of the day last, so those children don't have the stigma of other children seeing them coming to and going from a shelter.
What is sort of the big picture ideas here to try to get families permanently out of their situation of homelessness and into something permanent and longer term?
Well, the Salvation Army is actually taking the lead with the new HUD initiative to end family homelessness. We are working with ECHO and with the city and with other organizations to come up with solutions for the homeless situations. We are in construction right now for a new women's and children's shelter that will be able to help address some of those that are on our callback list, and we're expecting that to be open in early 2019. We are doing what we can to get to the root of the problem, to get shelter for these people as quickly as we can, and then help them to get better employment and into stable housing.
So you said working with some other groups for solutions. What are some other thoughts about what some of those solutions might be?
Well, some of the solutions would be regular childcare for their children, after school care, help getting them to school and from school, getting the clothing that they need. Again, that improved employment is a big part of that, helping them find a better paying job. Well, some of our case managers are actually working on finding the apartments or the homes that our clients will go into and work with them in that, and then continue to help them with their budgeting afterwards and working with these other agencies and many of the different solutions that they come up with as well.
What do you think it would take to get over the hump of really kind of tackling this problem and to get to the solutions for this problem?
I think education is definitely part of it, public education, because it is a hidden crisis. Most people don't see that these families are without a safe home, and they're doing creative ways to keep their families safer as possible. It does take that education so people are aware of what's happening in their own city. In a beautiful city like Austin, a fabulous city that we have here, there is this crisis that people are just not aware of.
Major Andrew Kelly is Area Commander for the Salvation Army Austin Area Command, and we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.